Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Comedy Concepts. Today's guest, not through an interesting venue. I know my show's called Comedy Concepts. Comedian friend of mine, April Brucker, sent me an interview she was doing with this woman, and it appeared on YouTube. And I said, this woman looks kind of interesting. So I did a little research, found out that she is quite interesting. Her name is Andy Lynn, a hip-hop, popping good singer, as it turns out to be. And so I thought I'd like to have her as a guest on the show today. And let's lead off with a little taste of candy, if we shall, right now. And I thought, wow, I like this lady here. And she's fun, and she's quite attractive as well. Sexy, edgy, and urban. Sexy, edgy, urban. Say that. I like that three times. Now, she's one of the fresh faces that are coming up. She's got over 160,000 views on her music video for her independently released Hop and Poppin'. And this is all great. Candy Lynn, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Hey, interesting. So I happen to see you on April Brucker's crazy YouTube interview, and I researched you and then found out. I said, wow, this is a very talented young lady. I'd like to have her on my show. You've got a chat room full of people right now, all the way as far as Colorado and the Isle of Crete are listening.
All right. And awesome. I went to Crete. It was so beautiful there. I went to the Knossos Palace, actually, this past summer. It was absolutely gorgeous and just so interesting and so awesome to see, you know, like a palace that was 4,000 years old and just walking through the ancient ruins. It was awesome.
Oh, well, talking progressive. Love to hear that. That's terrific. So, Cindy Lynn, let's find out about you. All right. How long have you been doing this, Cindy? Now, excellent, by the way, your video is an excellent video.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been doing this since I've been developing since I was 14, like just in and out of the studios and just writing and, doing open mic nights in New York City and also Philly. And I've been really solidly like just on the grind doing it for the past like 2.5 years now. My mother and I started our own record label, independent record label called Ill Miss Music. And, we've just been on the grind and just working our way up the ladder. So it's been good. It's been fun. And just, you know, sometimes it's a hassle and it's hard, but perseverance just keeps opening different doors for us and new opportunities along the way.
Now, that's terrific. Now, you're currently producing your next CD, is that correct?
Well, I'm a writer on the CD, but I don't actually produce the beats, but I do sit with the producers and just,
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Employees.
I meant you're coming out with a new CD. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. Yes,
and the name
of
that CD is?
I'm not behind, I'm not Kanye West.
I'm not producing the actual
music and also writing the lyrics.
Yes, and singing on it. And how many YouTube videos do you have out?
We have a whole bunch of YouTube videos because we do the we actually started our own little webisode series. It's called In Dirty Jers, just kind of giving you like our insight of what we go through, you know, as an independent artist and, just how we're getting to the top and just going through New York shows, different red carpet events that I've been attending.
Oh, yes, you've attended, I believe, over 20 with numerous celebrities.
Yes, I have, and they're always enjoyable and a different experience every time.
That's it. Alicia Keys, Jennifer Lopez, Aretha Franklin, and more.
Yes, yes.
Used to be the opening act for Aretha Franklin. How interesting. Shout out to Rhonda Hanson.
No,
okay.
You
got a caller already. Let me see who the caller is. Maybe they have a question for you. Hello, you're on the air with Candy Lynn.
Oh, my God. Hello. I'm on
Hi. Hi, what's your name?
Hello. Rosewood.
Rosewood?
Hey, Rosewood.
Do you have a question for Candy?
Hi.
Do you have a question for Candy?
Yeah, my question is, I saw on her website, she was trying to ask, like, what song she was going to release. So what song did you decide on releasing?
I decided on Lunatics.
Awesome. My girlfriend loves that song.
It's a great song. I'm really excited to be releasing it soon. It's going to be out in either May or April. I'm just finishing up the video treatment for it and just getting everything ready to rock and roll, finishing up the mix, and it's going to be out soon, so I'm really excited.
Good for you. God bless you. I've been to your shows, and you're an outstanding artist. Outstanding.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your support.
Can he buy your
tunes on iTunes?
Yes, you can.
All right, go to iTunes, dude. Get some of
support the arts. I love her songs.
Terrific. Thanks for calling. Speaking of Lunatics, why don't we go there?
Sick, what's up, what's that mood? Then I felt like wicked.
That was great. I'm sitting in my chair. Everybody's bopping on the chat room there.
<That's> awesome.
They're all
it's a good
time. All the way to Greece and Crete. Yeah, that's great. I think I see that one being played in the Hamptons a lot this summer.
As I'm saying, DJ Orion, actually, he's a DJ out in Indianapolis, and he actually started making a remix for that, and we're going to get that soon. I'm so excited to hear it. Cause
wow, what a tribute to your work.
The instrumental that he was working on before I started, before I redid the vocals on that song, and it was just sick, just the beat alone, so I can't wait until he adds the vocals and the acapella into it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really high kudos coming from a DJ.
Yes. Well, thank
that.
You. Yes, it's definitely a club. It's definitely a club banger. You want to just rack your head to it. You know?
Oh yeah, it's definitely for clubbing. It's great there. So tell me, how do you set your mood to write your songs? Now, do you write the music and the lyrics, or one or the other?
What do you mean by the music? I mean, like, I write the melodies and the lyrics.
Do you play an instrument?
No, I do not play an instrument. I like, you know, mess around on my keyboard and stuff like that to get, like, you know, certain melodies and hit certain notes
and then you
just
have
mess
someone
around my guitar. But I don't actually, I cannot say that I am extremely at playing a certain instrument.
So someone transpose it for you then?
I mean, I do sing and I dance. I do, like, so many other different things. So I eventually do want to start playing an instrument, but that will come in time, you know.
But do you transpose it then to someone and say, this is how I see the sound going?
Yeah, like I can just do really weird things with my voice a lot. So I'll be like, you know, I'm kind of thinking like this noise, like, like, you know, and just start doing something off the wall. And he's like, all right, yeah, I see where you're going with that, yeah. When you're like, you know, as an artist and then even a producer, and I guess for me anyway, I can't speak for every artist and producer, but when I work with somebody, you know, I want to work with them just as much as they want to work with me. So if they have an idea about a melody, you know, I try it out. I'm very open-minded, and the same thing with the producer. I want them to be open-minded too. This is a 50-50 thing here, you know. You're creating harmony and working in harmony with people, and that's exactly how you're going to get the best product and just the best result, you know. So
did you study music or singing?
Yeah.
Did you study?
No, I didn't. I didn't study music. I just kind of just have been studying it just as is, I guess. You know, just the love for music and
you have music in your
music.
Family or a musical
stuff,
background
but,
in your family?
Yeah, my aunt sings, my grandmother sings. On my dad's side, there's a lot of musicians as well.
Oh, okay. So there is some influence. And what kind of music influenced you the most? Would you say?
I've always been very, like, just always had all different genres of music. When I was, like, a baby, my mom had, like, freestyle music and house music. As I got a little older, it was hip-hop music. And, you know, I was influenced by a lot of just different genres and different music.
Oh, okay. So then you were influenced by it. And when did you first take the stage?
When I was 15.
And where? And what did you do?
It was out in an open mic night in Philly at a club called Club Flow. And I was 15 years old. And my mom's like, if this is what you want to do, you have to go up there and you have to do it. And I was like, okay. I was so scared and I was so nervous. And I rocked it, though. So that was good.
That's,
I rocked
that's
it.
Good.
But I was like, seriously, like, I just didn't know what to do. I was just like, yeah. Yeah, I'm rocking back and forth, and then just opened up a little bit more. But just from then on, I just knew that it's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I've always known that I wanted to do it. My mom told me I had to pull out the pipe underneath the cabinets in the kitchen and just start banging around like drums, because I have a natural rhythm when, you know, like through music and stuff like that. I can dance very well naturally.
Have you
so
worked with any celebrities or performed
well.
With any celebrities recently?
The last celebrity that I performed with was Craig Smart at the Casbah in Atlantic City.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
Very nice. And did you open or play with him?
I opened for him.
Well, that's very nice. And
he's really sweet.
Oh, he is? Let me just say your website again, www.candylynn.com for her website of upcoming dates and also where you can purchase her music. All right. Now, where do you see yourself going with this?
I see myself at the top, and I'm excited, and I just want to influence people. I want to be an inspiration in their lives, and I just want to keep doing what I love to do and just keep opening doors and opportunities for other people as well. I want to help people and just go wherever the wind takes me, pretty much. You know, I'm a very open-minded person. I like to very much live in the moment and just experience life and enjoy life for this moment.
All right. Speaking of this moment, we have another caller. Hold on. Caller, you're on the air. Who's talking, please?
Hi, this is Kate from Manahawkins.
And you have a question, Andy?
I just wanted to say that I fall in Atlantic City, and I love Hoppin' Poppin', and I can't wait for the next single.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. So you have a various following there. That's very nice. And when did you find out that your YouTube video was doing so well?
We're always checking it, always on YouTube, and just, you know, we're always promoting it. So it's just kind of like an everyday thing that I'm always seeing, like how much it's gone up and just what people are saying. And like for my next single, actually, Lunatics, we actually started getting the fans involved. You know, I started making vlog, and that's when Rosewood called in and said that he's, you know, between which single that we're going to go with and which single he asked me that I am going with. It's because I made a vlog saying, hey, should I go with this song or should I go with this song? So there's another vlog coming out soon letting everybody know that we actually decided to go with Lunatics, and just asking for their ideas. You know, I want to get the fans involved in this video and show them what they want to see, you know, and show them that I can actually challenge myself as an artist and give the fans what they want as well.
Have you thought of submitting any of your music to young filmmakers?
We definitely have thought about it, and we are going to go that route. We're just finishing up the album. You know, it's one step at a time, just setting up the different dominoes and stuff like that, and just not getting ahead of ourselves. So.
And when will the album be ready?
It's going to be ready before the summertime. So.
I like that
don't
you call it an album.
Date yet.
As opposed to a CD. It's like an old-fashioned term no one uses anymore.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah, just a different plastic. Tell me this. Now, how do you get in the mood to create and write your music?
My inspiration, it comes from everywhere. So, I mean, I will just be walking down the street and I see something and it'll just hit me. Like I said, I'm a very, very open-minded person. So to me, I just look at life and all the experiences around me. You know, I can look at a situation that one of my friends is going through and write it from their perspective and, you know, maybe see something that they're not seeing because I am not in that picture. You know, I'm looking at the picture from the outside in, and it's just kind of like that's how I write certain things or just what I'm feeling in that moment in a certain situation that I'm going through.
And let me ask you, when is your next live performance? I'm sure people would like to know.
Actually, I don't have anything set up right now. I'm just really in the studio finishing everything up, about to shop to the labels, getting together my second music video treatment because, you know, like I said, we do everything ourselves, you know, as a small indie label. So
it's called Soup to Nuts. Soup to Nuts, that's what they call it.
Yeah,
so you do it all there.
You know, and we're actually just getting another treatment together to shop a reality show as well. So, I mean, there's just so much going on. You know, like I said, just setting up the dominoes and taking one thing at a time. You know, I don't want to overwhelm myself and just, you know, we wear at least 10 to 15 different hats.
Well, the
between,
chat room
you know,
and the chat
the,
room
the three or four
talking
of us that work for illness, so.
Talking Progressive, you have two other radio shows listening into you right now. Talking Progressive said they would love to hear your music in a movie. And Betty Jo Tucker from Real Talk Radio. Hi, Betty Jo. That's on tomorrow at 4, Real Talk Radio. Put your websites up, ladies, the other radio shows that are listening. Put your websites on the chat room. So that's good. So you're working on that. So do you feel your outward appearance changing as your music evolves, like your style?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm always evolving as a new artist and just as a person in general. So, I mean, I'm definitely always switching up my style and taking in other people, you know, what they have to say, like, in the business and stuff like that, and taking that into consideration and, like I said, just being open-minded about it. So,
yeah, what do you see your style as right now?
My style, I'm very tomboyish, so I like to wear, like, you know, like, some days I'm, like, in, like, the mood for, like, the baggy pants with the boxers hanging out a little bit with, like, a small tight top on and just kind of rocking out and doing me, being comfortable. And I wear, like, a lot of, like, moons and stars. I'm very spiritual, so, like, I just put, like, the little hippie side of things into it as well. And but then when I'm rocking out on, like, a red carpet or something like that, I'm soup to nuts in heels and a dress and my hair all done and my makeup all up, you know, just looking all girly and stuff with myself. So that's really where my style is at. I'm very very chilled, laid back, islandy looking.
Where are you based at, by the way?
Going on, or I'm very, very, very much looking like I'm going to just rock out, like, just heels and all.
Well, the chat room is popping. The chat room, if you have any questions, just come on in. Ask it on the chat board. You're based out of what city, then?
We're based out of Jersey. We're closest to Atlantic City.
Closer to Atlantic City. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the Jersey Shore.
So there's a lot of performing available there, so in that area. So
yeah, definitely.
I would assume.
Especially in the summertime, definitely.
Yes.
I'll definitely be performing in the summer in and around, like, LBI, Seaside, Atlantic City, all
the
managers store.
Candy, when will this album be finished?
It will be finished before the summertime.
Before the summer. All right. So probably released in the summer then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, like around, like, May, June area. We don't have a date yet just because we are, like I said, still, you know, you run into just different complications. I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be out here then and there, and it's not. So.
That's funny. I'd like to remind my listeners to, if you like Comedy Concepts, to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. And Progressive, you didn't put your website up yet for the people to see that. All right. I have one last song. Is there anything? Let me see. Let me add your website again, www.candylynn.com, to see more of this fascinating new creature that is coming up. And you're going to be here.
Like,
I tell you, the DJs are going to just be popping your stuff in there. It's just fun. It's just like you just want to move to it. I was sitting in the chair bopping up and down. anything you'd like to add before I play your last song, Dirty?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, and you can get that right on the homepage of my website. And also, you can check me out, my single that we're still promoting, Hoppin' Poppin', on the Global Attack mixtape series. It's being digitally distributed through Island Def Jam. So there's a lot of different artists on that, and that is actually going global. It's going international.
And you have a Facebook page as well, right?
What's up?
You have a Facebook fan page?
Yeah, that's all right on. You can find my Facebook, you can find my YouTube, my Twitter, everything right on the front page of my website, the homepage.
All right, let's go with the 3-second rule of picking it up with thank you for being a guest today, Candy Lynn, on my show. And let's go out with Candy's Dirty. Thank you, Candy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now gone, I'm just wondering how you can do it.
Dirty.